Hello, my love. Welcome home. This is Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. Yes. And today I want to talk to you about self-leadership. For me, 2024 is about self-leadership, and I'm gonna tell you why, honey. Over the past couple of years, right, like while I love communities and I love working with other people and I love creating a support system or gathering up of like-minded individuals so we can lift each other up and hold each other accountable for our goals and all of that greatness, and that is my intention with spaces I create and the content that I create is inspiring and holding you accountable for creating the life of your desires as well. That being said, I have noticed over the years that I have developed kind of like a codependency on either having a coach or listening to somebody else's like tarot or oracle reading or whatever, and like getting messages from outside sources and leaning into, okay, well, like, this is at least a little bit in alignment with where I want to go, so maybe I'm going to trust this person's expertise or whatever. And hey, if like someone has done exactly what it is that you're looking to do and create, why not go to them for their expertise and their coaching and their understanding of their space, like their mastery, right? Lean into that, of course. Definitely learn from them, learn from their mistakes, and grow and expand from that. But you still have to come from you, right? I think, especially as content creators, especially as people showing up on the internet or whatever, like I like right now, like the Stanley Cup is going crazy, and it's like it's not the first like cup, insulated cup that's ever entered the world, and it's not whatever. But people are paying mad bucks for that, and like I'm like people are mad, people are excited, people are whatever. Looking at it, I'm like, I mean, it's not the cup for me, but I am excited for that experience of like, holy snap, like we have the power to really lean into whatever it is that we're doing, whatever we do really well, and like market it and lean into the right people, the right niche of people. It's not made for everybody. I'm not everybody's literal cup of tea, if you will, mama tea in the house. I am meant for the right people. I am meant for the right clients. I am meant for the right thing. And in my own guidance and leadership of myself, I am better equipped because it's coming through and from myself to know who that person is, feel good about working with those people, inspiring those people, connecting to those people, right? Whenever someone else is like, you know, it's like when someone takes an IQ exam or one of those like whatever exams and it's like, oh, well, you're supposed, based off of these, the way you answer these questions, you're supposed to be a lawyer. Okay, great. But what if you don't like law? What if you don't want to read? What if you don't want, like, what if you don't want to do that all day, every day? You get to choose, right? I've been saying that for years, right? You get to choose your life experience. So here is me choosing my life experience by leading myself, and it reaffirms the trusting of myself to do so. Yeah, so I'm really excited because I've been feeling this call for a while, right? Like, you know, I keep hearing, okay, like, you know, maybe you should just like share more of like your personal goals and like your journey with achieving it. One, it's going to hold you more accountable to do it. Like if I'm going to post, you know, what I ate in a day today or whatever, like I'm getting healthier. So take pictures of what I'm eating and share it, right? You know, I keep getting that little call to do so. So I'm like, all right, well, let's do it. Like I am self-guided. No one else told me to do it. It feels like it's coming from spirit, from God, from source, whatever, you know, you want to believe in terms of the entity power, but like it is coming through me. So obviously it's something that I should lean into. Maybe it's going to make me millions. Maybe it's just going to make me actually get what it is that I'm looking to receive in this experience. Who knows? Maybe it's just going to teach me something. It doesn't really matter, but it's trusting my intuition and guiding myself in this leadership. And you can do the same exact thing, right? It's all about cultivating that trust, listening to our intuition, listening and slowing down, That's the other thing. I have noticed that in my efforts to speed up and get to where I want to go super quickly, I lean into fad diets. I lean into get rich quick schemes and, oh, if you take this course and spend this much money on this course, by the time you finish it, you're going to have like 13 million followers and subscribers and whatever. And then when I do it and I follow it to a T and I don't, I'm disappointed and I don't understand what's happening and what's wrong. But like, it wasn't true. You know, like, I know what it is. It wasn't true. It's not something, it's not sustainable. It's not what I want to do. I don't feel good doing it. So obviously something needs to change to make one to be in alignment with me. Like, it has to feel good. It has to be something that I enjoy doing and showing up for and wanting to be consistent and keep doing it and keep growing and keep thriving. So sometimes we just got to slow down and take our time, right? I got into, while I can pull cards for other people and I find it super fun, and it's that validation when someone's like, oh my gosh, that so resonates when I like pull for somebody else. But pulling for myself is just like, well, duh. When I pull out the cards, it's like, I don't even need the cards. I already know this information. Like, I already know what journey I'm on. I already know whatever. I don't really need the cards for it, but it's something like, you know, it's a nice little ritual thing to pour a cup of cacao or tea or whatever and just slow down for me and just like, you know, maybe see a blind spot that might be. And that's why I like to lean into the cards from time to time. But I got into a habit of just like listening to other people's readings on YouTube, and they're generic readings. It's not like I paid someone to do a very specific reading for myself, which would be a different experience. I am just doing the free stuff that's on social media, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. And I've really loved the different content creators that I follow. But it was like these videos were anywhere from 20 minutes to like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half of content. And one, I would like tune out, like, you know, within the first 5 to 10 minutes of them. And two, like, you know, like I would be like, kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to put it on while I'm working, or I'm going to put it on while I'm driving. So I'm multitasking. So it's going back to that speed up kind of thing, where it's just like, let me take in as much information as I can while I'm doing something else and try to like do all this, da, 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 that and the other. And it's no longer this slow down ritual connecting into the information thing. It's just like this blah, 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 blah going on in the background, and might as well be listening to like NPR or whatever. And it's not really giving me anything that I can grow by. Right? It's just like, it was just kind of like a comfort thing. It's like a thing that I got into a habit of doing, and then I would do it, and now like I'm not paying attention to it anymore. So I realized I'm not paying attention to it. There's no need to continue to feed and provide my energy to it. So I'm going to unfollow all these people on YouTube. I did it on YouTube. Like, I still follow those who have like micro content, like reels and TikToks and all that kind of stuff, because that's like 30 seconds to a minute. And, you know, those are fun to like, I actually pay attention to those. And I like to think of that if it does pop up on my feed just randomly in that little snippet, it is a message that's meant for me. And if it resonates, awesome. If it doesn't resonate, then, you know, I can swipe up and go to the next thing. And it's like no time wasted, nothing, no issues for me in that moment. Right. So I'm leaning into leading from me, which is magical and wonderful. And I really want to encourage you to do the same thing, right? Really thinking about like, who am I? Where do I want to be? Really like becoming self-aware. That is the journey, yeah? Like the self-awareness, and then the awareness of the like world around us and our relationship to it. That is our life's journey, right? Who are we, and how do we respond and react and integrate into this world that we live in? And is there something that needs to change in this world to make it even better of an experience? Is there something that needs to be released and let go? Even if it's not like a physical person, place, thing, whatever, it could just be like a mindset, right? It can just be like, what do I think about myself? Do I trust myself? Do, you know, like, I know that if I show up and if I record myself, if I turn on this camera and I say whatever, like, do I trust that words are going to come out and I'm going to, like, they're going to make sense and people are going to want to listen to it? Yes. I'm going to say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Otherwise, why do this? You know, why does it matter? right? Because it matters to me. That's all it really, like, it doesn't really matter if it matters to you or not. If it matters to me, then I can, like, love that, and I can lean into that. I can nurture that, and I can continue to grow that. And there are billions of people in this world. There's got to be something, someone else that it's going to, like, connect with, right? Energy, like energy matches and connects and attracts to each other. Like attracts like, right? I saw this video the other day, and I was like, this. All of this right here, right now. And it was like this girl, it was like customer service when you like match your energy or whatever. And a girl shows up to like a reception. It's like a draw, like an animated kind of thing. And so like lady shows up and she's like, oh, I'm here for my appointment or whatever. But she like shows up like immediately just like with like this attitude, this air of, what do you like, not expectation, what's the word, where like, you know, they, you think about people that are entitlement, there you go. I'm like, think about people that are like, that got a lot of money, and like they just know that they're supposed to be treated a certain way and have certain things, and they do nothing for it. And while yes, we are entitled to live, you know, extraordinary lives, we don't have to be assholes about it. Sorry, not sorry, right? And so she's like showing up with this air of entitlement and assholery and just yes, I make up words. And just being rude, right? And the lady who's like on the other side at the reception desk is just like, hi, how are you doing today? Da, da, da. And there's like nothing. And then she was like asking questions. Imagine if it was like for a medical thing, right? Like she's asking a couple of questions, and then the girl's just like, why are you asking so many questions? And then the receptionist like turns and like flips and just like matches that energy and is just like, what, and like goes back. And she was just like, well, why are you being rude? She was like, well, you came at me rude, so my energy is going to match your energy. You made me flip, and I'm going to continue to be like this for the rest of the day. And I was like, ooh, yes, energy matches energy. I'm not saying be an asshole to people because they're being an asshole to you. I don't really think that's like the right way, but I know for me in my leadership of myself that I am not going to allow other people to be like receive the beauty that is my energy if they are not giving me beautiful energy and like in return. Yeah, like if they're being snotty, if their energy is just like covered in muck and grime and I don't want that, right? I am going to as expeditiously, it's my like favorite word right now, expeditiously remove myself from that energy, because they are undeserving of my energy and I do not deserve to be treated in such a manner. Yeah, that is my leadership, right? I am going to expeditiously move myself to places that feel blissful, to experiences that make me just want to like dance and sing, right? Like if I have a, you know, it's like when I get a nice place of food and I'm like, ah, happy food dance. If you don't make me happy food dance, we're probably not going to spend a lot of time together. I'm not going to want to, you know, call you, beep you, trying to reach you kind of situation. Yes. So that is my guidance. That's my, like, we already know, right? You already know who you want to spend time with. Like you feel some type of way, your mind, your body, your spirit, everything kind of, it's all working. If we listen to it, you feel some type of way, your body contracts when you're around someone or in a space that just does not feel right. Like we were in New Orleans and honey, you know, walking around, all these like haunted buildings, all these buildings were like horrible things might have happened, and oh, like you could just feel the cringe. And hello helicopter, how are you in these moment, in the moment, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna I don't even want to be on the same side of the street as that experience. So I'm just gonna like, I'm not gonna be there, right? And our experiences tell us that, like children are so smart, like they're so intuitive, they're so trusting of like what is comfortable, like they will let you know when they are uncomfortable, right? It's time to kind of revert back to childlike behavior, right? And really just be like, I don't like this, I am uncomfortable, and I am going to figure out how to make myself more comfortable, right? We don't have to yell and scream and kick and cry because we are better equipped, we have more tools, we have communication skills, we have words, we have the ability to actually walk. If we are so like blessed to have that, or we have some access to mobility, hopefully all of that, right? And we have ways to make ourselves, move ourselves, to change our experience, right? So guiding yourself to that experience that you actually want. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's 2024 for me, right? I am cooking more for myself. I am coaching more for myself. I am coaching myself more. I am coaching others more. I am leaning in to the grandeur that is Mama T, right? And I invite you into this energy. I invite you to Mama T energy. I invite you to look into booking one-on-one sessions if that's something that you really want to like deep dive into, working one-on-one, getting that experience. Like I was saying about the tarot readings, right? You can get a general reading and that's great and it's free and it's on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or whatever you like to lean into, and that's fantastic. But understanding that it's a generalized message meant for anybody and everybody that can take a nugget here and there and resonate with it. And that's perfectly fine. But then you can get a little bit more insular. You can get a little bit more focused in, and by doing things that are for a community, that a like-minded community, a group coaching session, you get a little bit more focus. You get more airtime. You get some feedback, right? Back and forth, which is fantastic. And it's also cost effective. Love it. Here for it. I've done it plenty of times. And then you have the like one-on-one. It's all about me, baby, right? That it is me and you and me, and we are going, right? We are going, we are flowing, and we are growing. Yes. And so that is the trajectory, right? So we have the same idea. We have the podcast. That's the general message for all who are able and willing and wanting to listen. We have the virtual, I like to call it, like, think of it as a virtual wellness center, right? When I'm creating and I'm launching and I'm really excited about, right? Virtual wellness center for the mind, the body, the spirit. We're gonna do the group coaching. We're gonna do the accountability, the journal prompts. We're gonna do just sharing of what our experiences are and getting that little tweak we might need from a guide, from a coach, from a community member being like, oh, I see, like, you're doing great, but I see this little thing off to the side here that if you just tweak it just a little bit, maybe the way the post is that you shared, you got to put in your energy. That's the thing, right? It's just like going to the gym. You know, you can have that gym membership, but if you don't actually go to the classes, go lift something heavy, put it back down. That's literally what, right? Like, I love the concept that, like, you know, you just pick something heavy up and put it back down. That's literally what all it is. But like, if you don't do that, you're not building the muscle. You're not consistent. You're not going to see the growth that you're wanting to do. So the invitation for that space is really, hey, show up, go live, make your own post, share your experience, share your journey, so that we can say like, hey, awesome, you're doing great. And this is something that can be worked on a little bit so that you can go even further, so that you can believe in yourself even more, so that you can love on yourself even more. And it's beautiful and it's a wonderful sacred space for that. We're going to nourish the mind, the body, and the spirit in that space. And I'm really excited for it. And then, of course, the other trajectory is one-on-one, right? The other space is one-on-one. That's really when you get the opportunity to truly dig in and have it be all about you. So definitely look into those things. Whatever floats your boat, whatever is meant for you in this moment in time is perfect for you. And I'm so excited for it. So thank you so much for joining me. Remember to like, share, subscribe. If you're not already subscribed to Coming Home with Mama T, share it with like three of your friends, because there's got to be someone else that can utilize these messages, this guidance, and this inspiration, because we all have the ability to live an extraordinary life. So let's get to it. Ta-ta.